This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's some data out today from the real estate research firm Trulia that shows an uneven recovery in the housing market. Uneven is too gentle a phrase, perhaps. Company says only 34% of homes nationally have returned to their pre-recession value. Now, think back to before the crash and those housing values back then. Right. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more now on the importance of using a proper benchmark.
Trulia found a lot of geographic variation in where the housing market has and hasn't recovered from its pre-recession highs. Ralph McLaughlin is Trulia's chief economist.
So, for example, you know, over 98% of homes in places like San Francisco and Dallas have recovered, compared to less than 3% in places like Las Vegas and Tucson, Arizona.
Those numbers may seem alarming, but housing economist Elliot Eisenberg says home values don't have to get back to where they were before the Great Recession.
That was just a prior high. So I think psychologically, people enjoy saying, oh, we're near, at, or above by X percent from the prior high. Those prices were all unreasonable. Across the board, they were unreasonable.
Just think of all the speculation going on back then and how home buyers got home loans without income verification. Dave Tina is president of the Greater Las Vegas Association of Realtors. He recalls visiting a new home community back during the housing boom. There was a line of potential buyers coming out the door of a model home.
The first person who bought the first house was $400,000. The second person who bought a house, it was $420,000, $440,000, $460,000. They were literally raising the price per person as they walked in. I said, I think we're in trouble.
He says the median home price in the greater Las Vegas area peaked around $315,000. Now it's $242,000. But Tina tells clients that's just fine. It's almost double where it was 5 years ago.
So it's kind of a nice in-between. I keep saying we're stable.
At least that's what he hopes. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.